Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 39. Greetings, bears and cubs. Thank you for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, your host, and I'm here podcasting in the suburbs of Houston. Okay, so what's in this episode? I'm going to talk about Chris Penn, my New Orleans trip, and I'm going to talk about a bear in Boston, Massachusetts. So stick around, guys, and enjoy the show. Chris Penn died last January 25th. It's really sad because I've always admired him, not only as a bear, but also as an actor. I remember him even in the movie Footloose many, many years ago. Apparently, he was found dead in his condo. The police didn't see any signs of foul play. The family just want their privacy on the matter, so they didn't want it to be publicized too much. Makes you wonder how he died at a young age, huh? I remember a few years ago, he was in a TV series that was canceled. It's called The Brotherhood of Poland, New Hampshire. It was a nice show about three brothers and their families. It's very straight and very family-oriented. I also remember him in Tu Wong Fu with Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, and John Leguizamo. He was supposed to be the homophobic sheriff who was after the drag queens. And then after that, that image kind of turned. He was a gay mafia guy in the movie Corky Romano. I didn't like that movie too much. So anyway, this feeling of a loss of a bear actor was the same feeling that I had when Chris Farley died. These actors are just so young and they passed so early. Well, you will be missed, Chris Penn. I just came from New Orleans last weekend. It was sort of a sad weekend. Well, I mean, I got to see my partner, so that's always a joy for me, yeah. However, we drove around the places where Katrina hit. We also went to Mississippi to see the damage that was done there. I posted some videos for you guys to see on the same feed as this podcast, so you should be able to see it if you're downloading the videos with your favorite podcatcher or if you're using iTunes. If you have the new iPods, you should be able to download it there too. It's pretty sad because I got to see firsthand the devastation. All those houses and cars ruined. If you look at the videos, you'll see markings on the houses indicating if they found dead people or pets, or if they're still alive, or if there are any survivors. It's really sad. We also got to see the levee that broke at that lower Ninth Ward. You should see the videos on the website. Anyway, although that part of the trip was the sad part, I had some fun around the French Quarter, so I want to tell you guys that it's alive, guys. So yeah, the French Quarter is alive. I heard from a certain podcaster from Columbus, Ohio, that New Orleans is dead. No, it's not. I totally disagree, okay? Tourists are coming and the stores are opening. Well, the businesses are open, but the workers don't have homes to live in, so it's hard to have people work there since the people, they have no place to stay in. I had an interview with Kim, and she manages Good Friends there at the French Quarter, so here's my interview with her.
Hello, everyone. I have here Kim from here in New Orleans, and she's the manager of Good Friends here in New Orleans.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing?
Good.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, that's good. It's good that you're here. So, tell me, how long have you been managing Good Friends?
Good Friends, I've been there for 6 months. So, I've been a manager for 6 months.
Okay. So, how was the... that means you were here even before Katrina.
Of course, I was here before Katrina. As a matter of fact, when we were able to get back into New Orleans, September 29th was the first night, and I ended up coming back with my GM, and when we came back, we were the first bar to open up on Bourbon Street from all the gay bars in New Orleans, so that was pretty cool.
Gosh. When Katrina came, you didn't have any problems leaving?
I was the last bar to close down. We were the last bar to close down. We didn't leave New Orleans until about 2 o'clock that afternoon before the storm. Because the storm came that next day. So it took us a while. We were just going to Baton Rouge. But, of course, it took us about 9 to 10 hours to get there.
So,
it was a long time.
Okay, so how about when did it open again?
We opened up. This gentleman that I work for, Tom Wood, he owns 3 men's gay bars down there. So he owns Cafe Lafitte's.
Oh, yeah.
He owns Good Friends, and he also owns Rawhide's. So what we did is that we opened up Cafe Lafitte's on September 29th. We got that bar started, and then we went ahead and opened up Rawhide's on the 30th, and then we finally opened up Good Friends on the 31st.
Oh, wow.
So it was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday that we got the bars running. And then also he owns Clover Grill, which is right across the street from Cafe Lafitte's, and that's his business also, and we got that up and running on a Friday. So we got all 4 places day by day in 4 days that we could. So everybody was busy. It was all short-handed. People were working long hours. But it was worth it. We wanted to rebuild the city, and that was the main reason why I did come back, because I wanted to make history, and that's why I'm here today.
Yeah, because are you the first one to open?
Yes, on Bourbon Street we were. For the gay bars, we were. On Bourbon Street we were. So that was fun.
Gosh, that's good. I mean... How about the clientele? Is it picking up now?
Clientele's picking up. Honestly, we do have a lot of your female people that are coming and supporting us that we're very grateful for. It's your locals. They're coming back 1 week at a time, slowly but surely. Or then you got them coming visiting because they need to pick up their stuff, and then they're heading back home to where their business is for right now because it's temporary. But most places will not be rebuilt back into after March.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of businesses are not going to come back to life until after March of 2006. So they're here, they want to come back, and they're ready, but they're waiting for their business to come back home too.
Oh, that's right. And as well, so many people are displaced. So are they, so they're slowly coming back?
Yeah, we're fortunate because New Orleans is majority gay anyway, especially the French Quarter, and French Quarter didn't go down. So we were very fortunate, and thank God for the gay community, because the gay community has supported all the bars now. Uptown was close to us, so that didn't go underwater neither as much. So, of course, between Uptown New Orleans and the French Quarter, we're fortunate because mostly that's where a lot of people live that was in the gay community. And part of Mid-City's up, so they're starting to come. So, I mean, it's limited, but it's a place to go and party, and now everything's back open 24 hours, and it just happened 2 weeks before New Year's Eve. So
yeah, that's right.
That's different.
You're operating 24 hours now?
My bar isn't. None of the Wood Enterprise bars are. We still close. We're my Good Friends. We're only open Sunday through Wednesday, and that's from 1 p.m. to 2. Now, if we have a crowd at 2 p.m., I don't close the doors. So sometimes we do stay open at 3 or 4. It just depends on the bartender and the business. But as for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we definitely stay open to 5 a.m. in the morning, excuse me.
Yeah, I think I kind of like it when it's 24 hours, but now lately it's...
I'm kind of excited that it's not 24 hours, especially
really?
As a manager.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, we do love it, but it really gives us time to get into the bar and clean it up thorough and do extra things that we couldn't do when it was open 24. So business is there. You know, we're just waiting for the locals and for the out-of-towners. And as soon as the out-of-towners come rolling in, we'll be back where we were from square one, you know, booming constantly. We did have a great New Year's Eve. which was a plus for us.
Oh,
of course, we missed the Sugar Bowl. We miss all those people coming in town, but we'll be back next year.
Oh.
It'll be a different, and it's going to be a new city, so that's a positive thing.
So, do you have any message to our listeners that probably invite them over?
Of course. I would want everybody to come and support New Orleans. If you've been here once, then come back again. We're up and running. You know, I don't think y'all realize how devastated the city really was until you actually see it for your eyes and see what's actually going on. The people that lost their homes, people that lost everything, family members like in Chalmette. It was a group of people constantly, family, brother, sister. Everybody lost homes. So where they are today, I'm really willing to come back. And FEMA's done whatever they can do for us. Y'all just need to be patient, people. We're coming back. And please come back. And the people from out of state, if you want to make your place in out of town, come to New Orleans. Help us. Get us money back into our city because we need to rebuild and grow again.
That's right. Oh, hear that, guys? Just come to New Orleans. Visit us. All right. Well, thank you very much, Kim.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I would like to thank Kim. Kim is the first lady I've ever had in the show. She's a very fun lady. We passed by good friends that night, she gave us free shots of some schnapps, I think. I don't know what it was, but it was very good. Thanks for the treat, Kim. So, here's an invitation to you guys. Despite the damage in the residential area, the businesses are open, okay? I think they are getting ready for Mardi Gras. Come back to the Big Easy, guys. New Orleans needs our support.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
In this episode, I'm featuring Dave. He is Burley in the Bay in Bear WWW. He lives in Boston, Massachusetts, and I have his profile here. Let me read the middle here. I'm a regular bear, 52 years old. 5'10" and 256 pounds. Generally, I prefer the size or larger. My size or larger. I guess he's referring to other people. Big chest and shoulders get my attention. And he's got a very interesting Yahoo group. It's called Bears Like Crespedos. Okay, I'll put the link on the website. If you check out those, the messages there in that Yahoo group. Actually, if you subscribe to that Yahoo group, you'll be receiving lots and lots of pictures. People wearing either singlets or wearing jock straps and wearing Speedos or underwear. Yeah, it's very, very hot. They even have wrestlers, weightlifters, big muscle bears, and Well, of course, Dave himself. He's been posting his pictures there too. So you should check it out, guys. So remember, the Yahoo group is Bears Like Crespedos. I'll put the link on the website. And yeah, check out Burley in the Bay. His website is in bearwww.com/burleyinthebay. So check it out, guys. Okay, let's go to bear events, guys. Okay, I have here the Empire Bears Bear Night in Rochester, New York. It's on February 4th, Saturday. The Empire Bears are proud to present the new Bear Night, February 4th, 2005, at the Bachelor Forum. An evening of frolicking fun with bears in their union suits. Check out the website at empirebears.org. Here's an event in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. It's called North Country Bears Valentine's Weekend. So join Bears and Cubs from Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan in the beautiful Wisconsin Dells for a Valentine's Weekend getaway. We'll meet at the Captain Dick's Bar Friday, February 10th for a meet and greet gathering until the bar closes. Wow, it's pretty interesting here. Yeah, check out the website. It's at ncbears.com. Next event is Leather Bear Ball on February 10th. It's going to be in Rochester, New York. It's Nasty D's. I guess that's the place there in Rochester. Come to Rochester's first Bear and Leather Dance Night. Starting in February, every second Friday of the month, DJ Masoch, short for masochist, and DJ Max will spin the hottest, sexiest mix this town has ever seen. This is not your normal club night. That's cute. Okay, just check out the website at grindingbears.com. Next event is Bears and Beads in the Rock in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's on February 11th. Come and join us Saturday, February 11th, to help kick off the Mardi Gras season. They have their own Mardi Gras there. All Bears and Cubs and their admirers are welcome to come party with us as we usher in the season of carnival. Okay, so check out the website at diamondstatebears.com. Alright, and here's another another event. Bear Zone Dance Party in Madrid, Spain. Great dance for party bears. Hairy Guys Dance Party. Yeah, check it out. It's they didn't say much in this website that I've seen looking. So just check out bearzonemadrid.com. I got an email from Javier. He's from Barcelona. So yeah, I think a few episodes ago he emailed me about it. He's gonna forward me some information. So now he did. Okay, let me read his email here. He says Barcelona.06 is Barcelona's sixth bear meeting hosted by the Asociación Gai Diosos y Admiradores de Catalunya. Barcelona. Gosh. Okay, my Spanish is bad. Anyway, we're a non-profit organization and real pioneers in the bear movement in Spain. Ooh, wow. Okay, their event will be held on April 12th to 17th, 2006. The formal registration process hasn't started yet, but it will start in a few weeks' time. You can pre-register without any obligation at our website, www.barcelona.org. As a special feature, and because lodging is quite difficult in our city, we have an official hotel for this year. It's called Barcelona Princess, and it's placed in a just-refurbished district of the city called Diagonal Mar, a few steps from the sea and just 15 metro ride to the center of the city. We've enclosed a PDF for you to have a look at. Okay, I'm going to post this PDF for you guys to peruse. Okay, so our website is www.barcelona.org. If anybody has further questions, and they can also email us at info@barcelona.org. Yeah. Okay, so if you guys are interested going to Spain, check out Barcelona. All right, I've been checking out BearAlbany.com. It's by IonPair. Check out their website, and they have T-shirts in there. In their website, it's a cafe press. Yeah, check it out. It's they have pretty cool designs. And you say, yeah. Just follow in the link to BearAlbany.com, and you'll see on the right, you'll see our gear. Click on that, and you'll see the Bear Albany apparel. Okay, check that out. Here in Houston, every Tuesday night, there's this dinner that is held by Bear 411 people in the local area. Thanks to Mitch. He's the one who's been sending out these invites. I invited me. Last Tuesday we ate at Stables. It's a 100-year-old restaurant. And heard that the clientele are either gay or senior citizens. Jason and Mitch even played with chairs as if they were walkers. It was funny. But anyway, there was this guy there who I sat with, and it's pretty weird. I was talking to him, chatting with him, and then when other people came, excuse me, I'm going to talk to those guys. I haven't seen them for a while, so he just left me there. I think it was kind of rude. I didn't like it, so oh well. Anyway, you see weird people like that. But anyway, okay. Let me greet some people who have been posting in the Frapper page. First one is Paul. He's from Durham, North Carolina. And the other one is Rick from San Diego, California. Thank you very much for posting. And if you're listening, thank you very much for listening too. Okay, let me play Excalibur's voicemail.
Hello, everybody. This is Excalibur with your IBR update. I'm going to give you a helpful tip and also give you some information about events that are going on during IBR. Today's helpful tip: San Francisco in February has some of the most unpredictable weather you will ever see. Come prepared. Yes, it might be sunny, it might be nice, but the next thing you know, body slamming into the Bay Area is fog and rain. So come with it all. Come with your nice clothes. Come with the clothes that say come hither and fuck me. And also come with the clothes that'll help you stay out of the rain. And bring your umbrellas. Okay, the events that I'm going to be going over today. Friday, February 17th, from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m., there will be a City Hall tour. This is extra special because 2 years ago, City Hall and Gavin Newsom took a stand against America and basically started letting gay people get married. This happened during IBR 2 years ago, so this might have some special sentimentality to some of the listeners out there. If you've never seen San Francisco City Hall, I recommend it. Another event happening on Friday, February 17th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., is the Alcatraz Fisherman's Wharf Tour. If you've never been to San Francisco, you need to see Alcatraz, just for the hell of it. Definitely recommend those. On Saturday, February 18th, will be the Squares for Bears, hosted by the Foggy City Dancers. This will happen from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you are into square dancing, you must attend this event. It's great. From 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. is the traditional Thirsty Bear event. This is a huge tradition where people who are online will wear name badges with their online names, and this is just basically a chance for online people to meet with each other. Highly recommended. The last thing that I'm going to mention about on Saturday, February 18th, that I recommend is Fuzz at the Mezzanine from the producers of Sweat. This is a great dance that will be going on from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. at the Mezzanine, which is located at 444 Jesse Street, which is actually in the alleyways between Market and Mission and 5th and 6th Street. It's hidden, but well worth it. The Mezzanine is an incredible location to go and dance and have fun. There will be bus service, but it will be going on until 2 a.m. If you decide to stay after 2 a.m., you may have to take a cab back to the hotel, but as they say here, it is worth it. You can find all the following information that I just gave to you at the official IBR website, which is at www.bosf.org/IBR2006. Thank you very much for this listening to this update. I will be back next time with another tip and covering more events happening at IBR de Gras. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Excalibur. That's your IBR update, guys. Excalibur will be giving more updates later. Anyway, okay, I would like to greet Fenris. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Fenris. Also, oh yeah, for if there's any Chinese listeners out there, Kung Hei Fat Choy! Happy New Year. Alright, so I guess that's it for now, guys. Watch out for another video. A happier video, I guess, of New Orleans I'll be posting soon. And okay, so that's it. That wraps the show. Thank you for listening, guys. Send me an email at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Voicemail line is 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. I'll be able to play your voicemail on the show. Yeah. And the website is www.bearpodcast.com. Until the next episode, guys, many hoops and many hugs.